While I was doing the research for the book, I kept coming back to this common theme over generations, starting in the 1650s, 1660s, when the first white settlers came to Nantucket, and pretty much going through current day. I kept finding people who were looking to come to Nantucket because they were looking either to escape something or to start over or to rewrite the way things were done. It became very clear to me that the island, the idea of being out in the middle of the ocean, being a little bit separated from the mainland, was very appealing to people who were looking to either get away from something or start again.
Your book gives 365 days worth of accounts of people and events over the years. What are some of the more compelling or interesting stories that you encountered?
There's a lot of shipwrecks. There's a lot of whaling stories. It's pretty clear that life on a whale ship and life on a ship in general in the 17 and 1800s was a pretty dangerous place to be. And we have some really tricky shoals and some kind of nasty weather. And so a lot of shipwrecks landed here. A lot of voyages had their kind of final destination here, even though that wasn't the plan. There's a lot of stories that come out of that.
Nantucket has a lot of quirky characters. That must have been fun to research.
Really fun. I mean, there's Elisha Fearing, the Peanut Man. He served in the Civil War. He was a spy. He got captured by the South. And then in his later years, he moved back to Nantucket. He was born here and then left. And then he came back and he wrote poems and sold peanuts on the street. And he was just this delightful character. And there's a town crier named Billy Clark who would go around and he had a little tin bugle. And he would just announce things for a small amount of money and sell newspapers. And then there's also an amazing amount of people who were very accomplished and who achieved a lot of things, who either were born here, left, and came back, or they were here their whole lives. It's pretty fertile ground.
I hadn't realized that Nantucket was once part of Dukes County, which is Martha's Vineyard.
Originally, in 1660, when the first nine white families moved here, it was part of New York State, and you paid your taxes to New York. And then the English crown, I think it was William and Mary, decided to realign kind of their New World properties, and they decided that they would put Nantucket over with Massachusetts, and they combined Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket together into Dukes County.
You seem to have packed a lot into this little book.
In each month, I wanted to represent each of the centuries, 1600s, 1700s, 1800s, and 1900s up to 1950. Kind of gave myself a little bit of a stopping point at 1950 because I wanted the events to feel like history, not like they just recently happened. There are some post-1950 entries, but they had to be really big events that had serious impact on the island. So there's a handful of more modern-day things in there. But then on top of that, I also wanted to include within each month an aspect of Nantucket's amazing history of women, the history of Native Americans, the history of African Americans, in there, so that if you read the whole thing, even if it's one day at a time or you skip around, you really get kind of a complete picture of all that was happening here.
The book is On This Day in Nantucket History. The author is Amy Janess. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.